fun, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for a marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AANAOACAGAPASLASLACRRMMDRAHAMOUSE. We don't speak for any of them, guys.
The Daughters of the American Revolution?
Nope.
No? Don't want to speak for them?
Now? Nope.
CIA?
Nope.
MIA?
MIA? I am missing in action from all my dope fiend buddies.
NWA?
You know that?
The WWE?
Can you imagine if they did that? Dope Fiend Buddies put an MIA thing up, had my picture on it.
Mm-hmm.
Where the hell did Bruce go?
Yeah.
Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce B., as always, with
Shelly.
And Mark.
Gimp.
Shut up.
Shelly got to go back to work.
Yes, I did.
With Good. Her neck all
strapped up.
Still.
Yes, and I have conflicting orders from my physical therapist and my doctor, so now the doctor and the physical therapist, because the physical therapist read the doctor's secretary of the Riot Act today, and apparently now the doctor and the physical therapist are going to have a telephone conference to let me know what's what.
Good.
Because, I mean, exactly opposite directions. Like, the therapist wants me to ice it and not wear my neck collar, and the doctor wants me to put heat on it and wear my neck collar. I mean, completely opposed.
Do they both want you going back to work?
No, the physical therapist doesn't want me back at work until I complete physical therapy, which isn't until next Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor said I could go back to work as long as I'm wearing my neck brace. The physical therapist also said that I was supposed to lay down prone for like 15, 20 minutes every 2 to 3 hours with my back straight to take weight off gravity off of my neck.
Mm, yeah, gravity's a bitch.
And I can't lay down at work. And I told the doctor that.
Especially if you've been drinking.
I also told the doctor that I was ready to go back to work. But... You know, I mean, I also told her what the physical therapist said.
Well, you're ready to go back to work.
Yes,
mentally.
Yes, I miss work.
She's lying. I'm telling you.
Mentally, she's ready to go back.
She's lying to him.
Mentally,
no,
she's
I did
ready.
Not.
She's claiming her like she's not, but she's lying
no,
to
mentally,
him.
Mentally, she's ready to go back to work. She mentally wants to go back to work.
Yeah. Physically, not so much.
Yeah, I left early today, right. And I left 15 minutes early yesterday because I just got too seized up and like...
Which, not for the first time, makes me question her mental state.
Yeah.
My mental state is fine. I'm not even taking any loopy drugs.
Well, that's your first problem.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you were taking loopy drugs, we could gloss over some of this for you.
You have a free pass to take loopy drugs, and you're not.
And I'm not. One of the girls at work asked me right when it happened. She said, "Oh, did you get any good stuff?" And I'm like, "No." And she said, "Why not?"
Because she's not trying to get any good stuff. Well, it's time for the boozy news, and the news not fit for booze.
By the way, thanks for the coffee.
Oh, you're welcome.
I forgot all about the boozy news.
I got here to have a latte sitting awaiting me.
Yes.
Bruce, did you bring up the picture, too, that I told you to?
No.
No.
Of course not.
But they can't see the picture on here, so it's okay.
I know, but the picture was actually a story, but in a picture form.
We'll do it for the next show.
We'll do it for the next show. Okay. We have shout-outs to Donald, Fran, I think Bill sent me one. Sarah didn't send me anything.
Sarah.
Robert didn't send me anything. The Rat Pack
the Rat
is on
Pack's
vacation.
Really,
I think they're on hiatus.
The Rat Pack's
so
in their hole.
What do we have is the alternative to the Rat Pack? Who are these guys? The Dirty Dozen? I don't know. The Rat Patrol?
The Rat Patrol.
Our crack there news was, reporting staff.
Do you remember the Rat Patrol?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Two guys in Jeeps with machine guns. Tear up the same seven Panzers every show.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? Wow.
There's somebody else a new one that I was supposed to do a shout-out to, and now
shout
I can't
out.
Remember his name.
Shout-out, newbie.
Yeah, if you hear your story, consider yourself shouted out, and I'll try and look up your name on my account and get you next time.
Good thinking.
Shout.
Oh,
let
here we go. I'm starting to get as tired of this song as the other one.
We can do well, you should quit doing shout-outs then.
Okay. In
Florida?
Florida!
Wilton Manors, that's where it takes place. The cops caught
Cedric.
I
thought it was
the guy.
No, it's a place. Caught Cedric Shivers.
Cedric Shivers of Wilton Manors?
Yes.
Wow. That's a story in itself.
This guy's going to be in therapy forever.
He's a former accountant.
Uh-huh.
He's also a former bank robber. Well, not so former now. He'd previously spent 6 years in prison for a string of bank robberies, and he was within a month of being completely done with the system. Probate, parole,
good.
The whole
string
thing.
String of robberies, only did 6 years on something that's got a, like a minimum thing of like 25?
He only had like one more month to go before he was like done with parole and mm-hmm. seeing everything, the whole entire schlemiel. But he needed rent money, and he hasn't been able to find a job, and he needed rent money, so he robbed a bank. And he told the cops when he got caught, he said, well, it looks like you caught me red-handed. Because the dye pack that exploded in the bag was red.
Was red. Yes. Nice.
I met a guy that robbed a bank one time when I was at Impact House. I won't say what the guy's name was, but he goes, you know, it's not as exciting as you think. He says, I went up, I handed him a note, they handed me money. He goes, I got in my car, I was driving. He goes, I'm driving on the freeway. He goes, the dye pack exploded. He goes, the entire inside of my car was red. He goes, you should have seen me trying to buy dope with dye pack money. He goes, the guy did not want to sell it to me.
But he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, wow.
The guy said no.
Wow.
Well, this guy had red all over him, and the money had red on him. He's like, yeah. You can't wash it off either. If you try
you know,
and wash it
you
off,
you know what guys are
going
to learn to do? They're going to learn to go to the bank and take plastic bags with them and put each wrapper of money in the plastic bag, so when it blows, it just kills that money and not all the money.
Bank robbers, listen up. Mark just gave you a handy tip.
Yes.
That's how I'd have done it.
That's how he did do it.
Okay, in Maple Ridge, and I've forgotten to look up where that is.
It's on a ridge. Florida. It's on a ridge.
It's not in Florida. I think it's like in North Carolina or somewhere back east like that.
Somewhere where there's maple trees, maybe?
On a ridge. There's maple trees on a ridge.
At any rate, a couple of their friends died in a drunk driving accident.
That's sad.
This year, Don Spencer and Crystal Weaver.
That's bad.
These two kids have decided to create, you know, you've heard of MAD and you've heard of SAD. Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Students Against Drunk Driving. SAD.
Drunks Against Mad Mothers.
At any rate, they've created something they're calling FAD, which is Friends Against Drunk Driving. But their focus is a little bit different. In MAD and SAD, the focus is on trying to change legislation to make drunk driving laws stricter and to get stricter punishments for drunk drivers. FAD is solely for the purpose of educating their other friends, their peers, about the dangers of drunk driving.
It'll never
Facebook.
Last.
In 2 days, they got 1,600 people subscribed to it on Facebook.
It'll never last.
Okay.
I have 4,900 people subscribed to me on Facebook.
It'll never last. It's just a FAD.
You just wanted to say that. No, I think that's a good idea. So if you go to Facebook and you type in Friends Against Drunk Driving, you can go and friend them and see what they're all about. I think it's kind of cool.
Okay.
A little PSA for you there. Now, wait. Oh, this is kind of a sad story, but well, it's sad, but it's also kind of bittersweet and kind of, I don't know what it is.
Isn't it ironic?
And what?
I don't know.
Diane Alger, whatever, of Colony, Texas.
Her last name's sad.
Had her baby induced 2 weeks early.
Oh, I saw this.
That's
so
good.
That her dying husband could hold his infant daughter before he passed away.
That's bad.
And they made it.
That's
he got
good.
To hold his daughter for 45 minutes.
That's good.
Tearjerker video, man.
And then he went into a coma and died the next day.
That's bad.
With all the other kids there, there's like
yeah,
four other
they
kids.
They have four other children. This is their fifth child.
That's good.
Yeah, but you know what? She's actually getting like some negative comments and backlash. Like, how could you do that to your child?
That's
just
bad.
And that's just not right. I mean, it was only 2 weeks early. The kid had there were no complications. Everything was fine. I mean, I think that's a medical miracle that we can do that.
You missed the whole hero of the week out of this, didn't you?
Why? What did I miss?
Did you watch the video?
No. I did not want to watch the video because I didn't want to start crying.
The guys that were working on their house were going to do some roofing for them that the husband was trying to get done, you know, before he was gone. did all the rest of the work on the house for free. Did the roof and everything for free.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So there was some good and bad to the story.
Yeah. In West Palm Beach,
Florida.
Okay.
James, even the hookers wear sensible shoes.
Jesus. James Avera, 51 years old.
Oh, a youngster.
Deliberately ran over his ex-girlfriend's head with the back tire of his truck.
Oh, my God.
What'd she do?
Oh, my God.
It doesn't actually say. They were having an argument.
What does she do now besides babble and drool?
No, actually... The judge was quite surprised because she seems to be a very hard-headed woman. The day after the incident,
Can't even hurt her with that
she
hockey helmet
was in court testifying against him at the arraignment.
Oh, God, I can't even imagine.
She didn't even end up staying in the hospital.
Wow.
Well, you're a hard-headed woman.
You know what? Solve her mind. Wow.
39 survivors of the Costa Concordia cruise ship disaster are seeking $78 million in damages and $450 million in punitive damages.
They won't get it.
They filed the lawsuit in Florida this week. The cruise line itself is offering each passenger $14,000 in damages.
And 50% off their next cruise.
Yes, and 50% off their next cruise.
Oh, we'd cruise with those guys again.
I certainly wouldn't.
Actually, it'd probably be the safest cruise line to go on now.
Yeah, because what are the chances?
Yeah, yeah, the chances of having two of them.
It's like zero. It's like I want to be on the plane that takes off after the one that crashes. Because what are the chances?
Of two in a row.
Yeah,
like zero.
Yeah.
I'm surprised more Carnival cruises don't like go down in flames. I mean,
Carnival is Costa Carnival. Concordia.
Oh, well, no wonder.
It's the same company.
Yeah. Oh, well, perfect. There you go.
In Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Tullahoma?
Police said they got a tip from San Bernardino County in California
that's
UPS
here.
Package full of marijuana had been mailed to Dexter Wellington of Tullahoma, Tennessee. So Monday night, when the package was delivered, the police were there to intercept it. He was arrested, and the police seized 7 pounds of marijuana.
Why didn't they...
First thing I would say, I was set up. I don't know. I don't know why this came.
Yeah,
I
have a girl
this.
I used to date who works for the San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
She's out to get me. Investigate her.
So, how many pounds did you get? And what I'm wondering is...
How many pounds did they
send? Did they bust the other guy? Yeah.
Doesn't say.
It just says they got a tip. 10 pounds of weed.
Yeah, exactly.
Police said they got a tip. So, I don't know.
A unanimous tip.
A unanimous?
Just the tip.
Yeah, that's one where they don't know who sent it. But it had to be one person.
An anonymous unanimous tip?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, just don't worry. Just the tip.
Just the tip.
Anyway, Sports Illustrated had their thunder stolen this year.
Why?
They normally like to keep their swimsuit edition under wraps.
You can't keep that cover model under wraps
until the day it's unveiled. Unfortunately, a few issues were accidentally sent to a gas station in Michigan. And, you know, obviously they quickly realized what they had, and the images hit the internet very fast. I guess it has now actually gone on sale. So,
yeah.
But apparently they were.
I don't need to buy it. I already looked at all.
They
the
were
pictures.
A bit upset.
Yeah. So it's a non-story. All the pictures will be online in 48 hours.
Yeah, really.
No sense buying it.
Now this is an interesting one. I bet the police liked her. In Corpus Christi, Texas.
This is a girl driving naked. I know it has to be.
18-year-old Taylor Burnham was wearing nothing but a pair of cowboy boots.
Taylor Burnham.
I knew
when she was
Burnham
pulled over for a DUI.
I knew where this was
nothing
going.
Nothing but a pair of cowboy boots.
The police got a complaint about a suspicious person in the back alley behind a series of ranch homes.
She wasn't suspicious. She
in
was
a subdivision
naked.
Of Corpus Christi.
Shelly, did you see a picture of her?
No. Well, of her face, yeah.
And?
No. Oh. I was going to say, is everything bigger in Texas?
She's cute. But they said the suspicious person standing in her birthday suit between a Jeep Wrangler and someone's back fence. When the cops...
Why does that make you suspicious? Just because you're in your birthday suit?
It wasn't a guy who called it in. No.
When the cops pulled up...
I'm sure it wasn't.
Burnham jumped into the Jeep Wrangler and drove off with the cops in pursuit. The chase only lasted for a mile and a half, and her speed never exceeded 30 miles an hour. She did manage to steer
the OJ school of evading police.
She did manage to steer the Jeep onto the sidewalk at one point. But then she was apprehended. It says here in the story.
Who frisked her?
A female officer.
To make sure she wasn't carrying
anything. A female officer arrived to help get her decent, it says.
Damn female officers.
It says in the story, and then she was given a battery of sobriety tests, which she appears not to have scored all that well on, as she was arrested for both evading arrest and driving while intoxicated.
A battery of tests.
Yes.
I wonder which officer asked her to bend over and touch her toes. You ever seen that where they'll say, bend over and put that on the ground? See if they can keep their balance, they fall forward? Somebody did that, I'm sure, before the female officer got there.
You're sure?
In Pensacola.
Florida!
Thank you. Good Lord, what was that?
I was thinking about something else.
Now, this story, I read it, and I went, aha, see? Because a man in Florida, what was his name? I can't find his name in the story.
Oh,
well,
right.
It doesn't matter. At any rate, he was smoking. His last name is Parker. He was smoking an electronic cigarette in order to help him quit smoking. Mm-hmm. When the electric cigarette blew up in his mouth, knocked out his teeth, burned his face, and took off part of his tongue.
Wow. Somebody actually saw this happen, or was that after he got rid of the crack pipe?
The fire department responded. They said it was an electric cigarette, so that must be what he had. But you know what? It didn't happen to me, but when I used to have an electric cigarette, and I went to smoke it in my brother's car once because we were on a long trip, and I wanted a cigarette, and so I was substituting with the electric cigarette, and the electric cigarette caught on fire. The little vaporizer on the inside that vaporizes the nicotine and the water stuff together started smoking, and I took the thing apart, and it was sparking.
Pour the water on it.
Well, no, I threw it away. Well, maybe I set a trash can on fire. Who knows? But
nice.
We were in a rest area.
Oh, so you're the one that caused that.
So those wildfires in Wyoming.
I think we were in around Illinois at the time or something like that. But at any rate, it caught on fire. I couldn't believe it. My electric cigarette caught on fire.
Yeah, electric cigarettes start on fire.
Yeah, so I can't say that. I totally believe this, that his electric cigarette blew up.
Okay.
Illinois. When were you in Illinois?
Driving across the country with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see.
That must have been a laugh riot.
These are really good.
Yeah. Oh, oops. Okay, we're over time. Never mind. That's the end of the boozy news.
The New Way Foundation Victory House AWARE program is a state-licensed and certified substance abuse treatment provider located in Burbank. The New Way Foundation has a 50-bed residential program for men 18 to 64 years of age without insurance and outpatient programs for both women and men. New Way is a nonprofit foundation that is partially funded by Los Angeles Substance Abuse Prevention and Control under the Public Health Department and provides affordable and effective treatment. For over 40 years, New Way has been located in walking distance from beautiful downtown Burbank, numerous parks, and major transportation lines. In comfortable settings, nearly the entire continuum of care is offered by state-registered and certified counselors and interns. Don't wait for an accident, arrest, or overdose to contact us. Help yourself or your loved ones find treatment and the joys of recovery. When your way doesn't work anymore, try the New Way. You can reach us at 818-842-9416 or on the internet at new-way-foundation.com, helping 25,000 people find a new way since 1967.
Recovery 101, clean and sober internet radio. Yeah.
Mark.
Bruce.
We have a topic.
We do.
Which
do
is?
We want to approach it with the topic name I gave it and then just go the direction we were going to go?
Oh, yeah.
The blind leading the blind.
The blind leading the blind. Wow, have we ever seen that happen?
I was at the topic generator last night.
The topic generator meeting. You know what? If we actually said where that meeting was, we'd piss a few people off, but attendance would probably go way the hell up on that meeting.
Just for the amusement factor.
Oh, my God.
So
tell us, Mark, what happened? Without being specific of people's names.
It's a 12 and 12.
Oh, hell, give everyone's names.
It's a 12 and 12. So, and they were reading the second half of the 12th step.
How many people in this meeting have time that have probably worked that?
How much time? Enough to have worked it?
Yeah.
There's probably three or four that have enough time that they should have worked it by now.
And you were one of those.
But I was the only one there that had worked it. Did not prevent from other people from sharing.
Yeah, that seems to happen at that meeting.
And the meeting went sideways about 2 minutes into the reading.
Well, that's always good.
Because somebody was sharing a problem they had and asking for feedback.
Which is not the way this meeting goes.
Right.
I mean, if you're talking about it, yeah, I mean, give people a little rundown on the way the meeting runs, because what's supposed to happen versus what happens.
The meeting runs, you read a couple of chapters, and then if somebody wants to share about what has just been read, or has a question
about what's
what
just
has just been
read,
which everybody should have had questions.
Since no one had actually worked,
Worked the step. This girl asked a question about her life that had nothing to do with the reading. Everybody seemed to have an answer for her. Multiple times.
That's always
good. Then she started responding back to the answers. And they started responding back to what they meant by the answers, and somebody else would respond back to their observation of the questions and answers. And it turned
and
into...
And still, nothing about what you guys are actually there for.
Nothing to do with what we were reading. Matter of fact, there was never a time where what we were reading got discussed through the entire 90-minute meeting.
So basically, no one was practicing those principles in other affairs.
Their affairs.
Yeah. Let me throw one devil's advocate thing in here.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire time you guys are talking about the 12th step, people were trying to 12-step each other.
Well, you're a good point.
I'm not saying that they deserve to or that they should have, but I mean, that's probably what they were trying to do. I mean, I'm sure the reading was like, hey, help your fellow addicts and alcoholics, and that's probably what they felt they were doing.
But a lot of IOUs.
IOUs?
Well, if you don't actually have it to give away, then you got to give somebody an IOU. Here, I'll give you this, but I actually owe you later for what I know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
And it's just, I mean... We were talking before we started recording about meetings that are train wrecks. In the train wreck list of meetings,
this thing was a
train wreck.
Yeah.
And as soon as that sharing went on, I instantly took out my calendar and I typed the blind leading the blind for tonight's meeting, because that's what I do there. I get topics.
Yes. The topic
I walked out of the meeting near the end while an endless report was going on with a guy that I sponsor who's got somewhere between 11 and or 7 and 28 days, depending on who you believe. And I go, I couldn't stay in there anymore. He looked at me and goes, man, I couldn't stay in there. It was like the blind leading the blind.
And you said, oh, look at that.
And I showed him what I typed in my phone. I'm like, you know. But was somebody with no time. First of all, he and I were the only two males in the room.
So the thing, too, is, and I think part of where we were going with some of this is that meeting, rather than being on the topic of recovery, was like turning into like some sort of bizarre group therapy.
Yeah.
Rather than being a meeting on a topic, on a step.
Well, the meeting's mostly filled with people who are at a certain recovery facility. And
I know that facility.
And they treat the meeting like it's therapy. And I sat and watched in fascination for a while. And then, of course, I couldn't stay quiet anymore.
No,
of
I course. Know you
I had the right to. Didn't have the ability to. My opinion got the better of me.
Shelly?
What?
You ever see meetings go like that, turn into group therapy? And
I recently, for the only the second time in 5 years, 5.5 years, walked out of a meeting because I couldn't take it anymore.
Really?
I will stick meetings out to the bitter end, even if they're not doing me any good, just because that's what I was taught to do, stay till the end of the meeting. Which is really ironic, because I was taught to get to the meeting on time, you do your commitment, you at the end of the meeting, then you can leave, but not before. And I was taught this by a woman who has not yet been to a meeting on time.
Oh, that's because your sponsor sucks.
No, she doesn't suck. I mean, it's...
Does she make it to meetings on time?
No.
Does she complain if you don't get to meetings on time?
Oh, yeah.
Then she sucks.
I get a rash of it if I get to meeting late. Well, not really, but well, sort of.
No, only if you're, only if you're not
what's
as late.
Good for the goose is apparently not good,
good for the
only,
gander.
Only if you're not as late as she is.
That's true.
Yeah, you could show up late. She wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
True. And I used to actually get a resentment about that. How come I have to come to the meeting on time and she's... And at some point, I just got an acceptance level where, you know what? She's just always late. That's just the way it is. I know she will be there if she says she's going to be there. At any rate, getting back on the topic, speaking of...
Mm-hmm.
I walked out of the meeting because the topic was actually dealing with grief in recovery. And somebody...
Is this the pets?
Yes. About 4 minutes into sharing, I think it was the second person that shared... was talking about being sad because their cat had died.
Well, that's grief.
That's grief. I understand that.
A Vietnamese
and
couple lives next door?
Jeez. And then started talking
no,
about
dogs.
How...
Oh, it's dogs, okay.
You know, they miss seeing the cat when they come home from work, and yeah, and it was so cute when they would play with their toy, blah, blah, blah. The next thing
Los,
you know...
Los Gatos Verde.
The entire room, one person after another, starts talking about having fun with their pets. And it was like, at first, it was like, you was like fascinated amusement. Like, I was like, holy crap, am I really
like,
sitting
here? Are you kidding?
It's like, it's like going to that display that they do about the human bodies with the skin off of them.
Yeah, it's like.
It's really kind of fascinating for a while.
But it's kind of gross,
and then
too.
It's just dead people.
It's like, and I'm sitting there, I'm thinking,
dead people.
Am I really me? Am I in this room? Is this a meeting? Where am I? I mean, I was just, like, so flabbergasted. And then.
You're not on meds.
Yeah, I am.
And you were having that conversation.
Yeah, well. Yeah.
You're not on loopy meds, and you're
no,
having
I'm
a conversation
not
a, with
yeah, right, exactly.
You're sharing with yourself.
And I could have shared about grief and recovery, actually, like trying to relate it to, because I had, you know, very early in my sobriety, I went through a very emotional period when somebody I knew passed away. And I could have shared about that and related it to recovery and steps and all that sort of stuff. But they were on such a roll, and they were having such a good time, I didn't have the heart to interrupt them, so I just left.
I feel like a predator lying in wait right now.
Go ahead, Bruce.
And then the best part is I'm sitting outside smoking a cigarette, and 5 minutes later my sponsor comes out and was like, phew. And then she walked out of it early.
Okay.
You could be ruder, but now, I don't see how.
Now, Mark. In your meeting,
yes,
you said something.
I did.
Now, Shelly, did mm-hmm. you say anything? Like, if
no.
it was your meeting,
no.
if you were running the meeting, what
well, if
would
I was
you
running
have
the meeting, uh-huh. I probably would have said something. But the gal that was running the meeting, started talking about her pet. So I did.
All right, now, Hank.
Well, no, and also the secretary of that meeting, did interject some stuff about talking to her sponsor and doing some writing when her father died. But then she was
so
talking about her pet.
If it was your meeting, you'd shut it down.
If it had been my meeting, I would have probably shared on the subject in order to try to steer it back in the right direction.
I drowned a pet one time.
So let me throw this out for your perusal. And
perusal?
See what, yeah.
Benefit?
All right, let me throw it out for you. Well, probably not your benefit, but let me throw it out for your benefit.
Why don't you go ahead and just blast me?
So I was at a meeting the other night, a book study as well,
mm-hmm.
where we're reading a chapter out of the book of mm-hmm. which an individual shared ad nauseum mm-hmm. at length on mm-hmm. nothing to do with the chapter at all. And then you let him double dip. And then he shared about nothing about the chapter again. And it was your meeting. What happened there, Miss? I'd shut that shit down.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, my God. I was sitting there, I was just like, now.
Oh, that's what that luck was for.
As we were talking about, there is the period of time when, I mean, I'm getting text messages from other people in the room going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. My buddy James must have texted me five times, and then I get more texts that say, and he's double dipping. He's double dipping again. You know, like someone didn't raise their hand quick enough or say, hey, my name's Bruce,
well,
I'm an alcoholic
the...
quick enough, and he jumped on it.
You know what? And I did think about that when he said, I just want to say one more thing. I was thinking it was going to be fast, so I was just going to let him get it out, but it wasn't fast. But the thing was, in that meeting, I get through, we get back from the break, and then I say, you know, the preliminary, don't share if you've had any drugs or alcohol, blah, 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 3 to 5 minutes, yada, yada. And I get done saying that, and then the next sentence is, who would like to start? That one sentence, this is a meeting that's like herding cats, just like the Thursday night meeting. Everybody's blah, 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 there's crosstalk, things being tossed all over the place. I mean, it's just the meeting is kind of a mess at first. And I am used to the one thing I can say that will shut the entire room up is, who would like to start? Because then nobody ever said, but nobody was raising their hands. No. And nobody was talking, so he wanted to talk, so I let him talk.
The first time.
Yes, the first time. The second time, I thought when he said, I just want to say one more thing, then it was going to be fast.
What do you normally do with someone who's sharing it's at like 8 minutes?
I usually do the tapping my wrist thing. First you do the tapping the wrist thing, and then if they keep going on, then you have to say something.
You know what else works well? Flicking them on the ear.
did you do the tap the wrist thing? I missed that.
On him?
Yeah.
The first time? No.
It's because you were busy talking to someone.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to someone.
Oh, him.
Oh, I was playing Angry Birds.
He was playing Angry Birds.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He really was.
He was in the meeting.
I can multitask, though.
Yeah, we did a show once on being irritated when people are playing games on their phones. And here you are sitting in a meeting playing Angry Birds, Mr.
We were talking about people that were texting on their phones and getting texts. And they're specifically about ones where the ding-dong notifications going off like every 2.5 seconds
okay,
in the back row.
Let me give you the electronic hair splitter here. Texting, Angry Birds.
Well, that's right.
Not much of a difference.
Well, yeah, because texting on those guys that we talked about, we had ding-dongs going off in the room.
No, not always. Sometimes it's just a line on the, you know, wet brain row there with people tapping into their phones. Speaking of meetings that have gone sideways.
Where else have we seen the blind leading the blind? That seems to mostly be the thing. It's a step study workshop or a big book study or a 12 and 12 or a basic tech study.
Well, it's because the newcomers outnumber the people that have actually worked the steps by like 10 to 1. And so if you have a step study or a book study, it's difficult to have people sharing on the step or the reading because they haven't worked it.
But that's where people should be asking questions about the step.
We should form Occupy AA.
We should.
Occupy AA.
Yeah. To make the one percenters have to relent.
Oh, no, you know what?
We should have to, Bruce, you and I should have to give part of our sobriety to people with less time.
I'll loan it to them. It'll be like the Lend-Lease program.
No, we should
have
to give
it to them. It'll be like Franklin Delano Roosevelt and the
British. It'll be redistribution of sobriety.
Oh, my God. Can we get funding for that? I'll bet we can.
What? What are you funding? The government will just do a whole program for it. They'll have a whole tarp thing just for us.
We could be in charge of it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, have you ever run into that, though, Shelley, where, like, the situation that Mark was talking about, where clearly there's people that are talking to other people about things that they really don't know anything about yet? You ever been in, like, a step study workshop or anything where people are sharing and giving? I used to go to the questions and opinions meeting. They call it questions and answers, and people would ask questions, and then guys with, like, 7 days would be answering them. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Bruce, listening to people that have no idea what they're talking about happens to me at every meeting I go to.
Ooh.
Point taken.
Wow.
Give me a break.
Well, because we're not garden variety drunks here. Shelly just got a little ego going on there.
No, I'm not saying I know what I'm talking about either.
My friend
then
Richard.
How do you know they're wrong? Oh.
My friend Richard, speaking at a meeting one time, had one of the great answers. To a guy came up to me and said, he goes, I shared a problem. A guy came up to me at the break and said, you know what you need to do? He goes, I looked at him and I said, yeah, I need to get the F away from you. It's like, you know, nice. Don't. Last thing I need is your opinion.
Who's the guy that said, when someone said, you know, hey, the newcomer is the most important person at the meeting, he said, no.
Richard.
I'm the most important person.
Richard, same friend.
Because if I'm not here, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The difference between me and the newcomer who doesn't know what they're talking about, I may not know what I'm talking about, but I've been around long enough to know that that's when I shut the F up.
Okay.
The difference between me and that person, I may not know what I'm talking about, but I do it quickly enough that people don't realize it.
Is that how you've been getting away with all these years?
We know. You go to the default chair.
Yeah.
The default chair.
I'd like to congratulate the newcomers. Yeah.
Thank you for your share. No, congratulations to the birthday takers and welcome to the newcomers and the chip takers.
Nice. So, Shelley.
What?
What would your final words on the blind leading the blind be?
I don't know. Maybe we should equip him with sonar.
Whoa! Hey! Sober sonar.
Something, you know. Sonar that would help them locate somebody in the room that could actually help them get somewhere.
We like to call that it's sponsor sonar.
Yeah, sponsor sonar. Of course, then everybody would end up going beep, beep, beep on me because it seems like I'm the only woman at those meetings.
Well, no, well, you used to be the only woman at the Monday night meeting, and then we got these newcomer women coming. Of course, you don't go there anymore, so the newcomer women go in there, they got nobody to talk to.
And what makes you think that I would be a good person for them to talk to?
You have time.
I got to tell
time
you,
time does
quick,
not confer wisdom.
I got to throw this.
Time is on your side,
and this is absolutely true. We're all sitting at coffee last night after the Tuesday night meeting, and let me tell you, there is some people. There's a few people with some time there. I'm there. James is there. Tony's there. You know, Tony's got about the same amount of time as Mark. Mm-hmm. I got 22. James is coming up on 22, and it's like, Shelley is over on the side sharing like. The way I feel I should share if I had any kind of program. I mean, she's talking with the two, like, clinical psychologists there, and they're, like, going back and forth. And Tony, who's got, like, 27 years, who's got a lot of training in counseling and stuff, works for a recovery facility, is like, wow, yeah, you know, I really understand. I'm, like, looking, I'm going, no, Tony never does that when I say anything.
Yeah.
It's like, you are the only one saying anything worth anything.
At that moment, give me 5 minutes.
We did. And it was all over.
And then it was all over.
And then you're done sharing because you never share for more than 5 minutes. So
no, Mark, I never share for more than 5 minutes.
What are your final words on the subject, Mark?
I think you should give him a white cane with a red tip. You should hang one at every meeting.
Nice.
You know, I mean, I haven't gone to that meeting in a long time. And I hold myself partially responsible for the fact that I need to, you know, people with time need to go to meetings like that, even though they drive us nuts. Because otherwise you've got a whole, you know, I mean, the meeting I went to, yeah, I upset people, but when I shared, I broke into, I hate to interrupt the sewing circle.
Oops.
But I'm going to anyway, you know, because it was just, they get out of control. And you can't fault them because they don't know. You know? You can't fault a person in France for making an illegal right-hand turn if they can't read the sign that says no right turn in French.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
I was going to say, you mean that big graphic sign with the arrow with the red circle and the line?
Yeah, that one. But we don't have the circle with the line in the meetings.
We got a circle with a triangle or a CA or an NA. Well, actually, that's a circle and a square.
If there's nobody there to share program, then they never get program. That's my final words.
There you go. My final words are, we had a gal, a friend of ours that used to go to this Monday night meeting, and she was one of the only gals with time that went to this meeting. And when she stopped going, there was, I mean, talk about blind leading the blind. If any of the women there needed to talk to another woman, clearly they're talking to people with zero time.
Is she marathoning or weight training?
Well, you know what she said is she said, I don't really get anything from this meeting anymore. Kind of like, you know, similar, like when you go to that meeting, you don't get that much from that meeting. But
yes, I
think
I do.
There's the time.
Yes, I do.
there's times, there's meetings you go to get something from, and there's meetings you go to give something back. And those kind of meetings where you've worked the steps or you've worked that tradition or you know about it, those are the meetings, I agree with you, that we really need to go to sometimes because people with time are the ones responsible for being the people that are there so blind don't have to lead the blind.
And first of all, I go to those meetings and I always get something out of them. Last night, I left that meeting grateful.
Yeah, you're glad you're not
And with a topic, that's right.
Glad you're not with a topic. Shelley.
What?
Who's our friend back east? The literary guy.
That would be Bruce.
The other white meat.
He runs the 12-Step Gazette at 12stepgazette.com.
.com.
You can get there by going to recovery101.net, scrolling down and clicking on the banner. Thank you. You can read his fine publication online. You can have it emailed to you, or you can subscribe and he will send it to you in the post. You can also inquire about franchise opportunities that you can get the 12-Step Gazette in your little burg.
Because no one needs to make any money. Mark.
What?
What if someone goes to recovery101.net, checks out the site, plays a show, and they want to like one of the shows, and for some reason they can't like it unless they become a member?
Become a member.
Is it expensive?
No, it's inexpensive.
How inexpensive is it?
It's very reasonable.
For free and for fun?
For free and for fun.
Sweet. Should people do that? Do I feel like I'm asking leading questions here?
Yes. Why don't you
Objection leading.
Leading
a witness.
Yeah, go on there and click it, and click like, and, you know, that way it helps us keep track of our numbers of people that are listening.
Awesome. We've got email addresses at recovery_101@hotmail.com, recovery101radio@gmail.com. And if you'd like to join the crack staff, let's write the crack staff, the crack advertising staff. It's recovery101radiosales@gmail.com. That's a fairly empty box, unfortunately. Also, if you'd like to
Nobody wants to get paid.
If you'd like to advertise like any of the other groups on here, we've got the New Way Foundation. Shout out to them and the 12-Step Gazette and stuff. If you'd like to advertise like those guys do, give us a call and send us an email, and we will make sure to get you into the rotation.
Yeah.
We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
We sure as hell don't. Shelley, who's the lead on music? Bye.
It is clean.
Which one?
I don't know.
The band.
I don't remember that song. I don't know.
The band AJ's Clean. That's which one.
Yeah. I'll pick one when I get there.
Okay, everybody. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
Got my full opinion.